礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他在餐厅里遇到了美国同事 Amy。
Hi Amy， 坐下一起吃吧。
I'd love to。
最近有什么新鲜事吗？
WellI can tell that word got around about our being able to dress more comfortably during these hot days.
是啊，天太热了，公司宣布放松着装要求。你看我，我就只穿了长袖衬衣，把西装和领带放在办公室里，万一要见客户的时候再穿。
Your dress shirt is fine, except you aren't wearing an undershirt.
什么？里边还要穿汗衫？那不更热了吗？
Still, it is necessary. When a man isn't wearing an undershirt,It is obvious, and he looks unprofessional.
你能说说男人一定要穿汗衫的理由吗？
For one, it adds polish. Neither men nor women need to be dressed in see-through clothing in the business world.
上班不应该穿透心的衣服。还有呢？
An undershirt adds a layer of protection.
多穿一层不是很热吗？
It's because of the heat that you need the layer of protection.
我还是不明白，有什么可保护的？
When you perspire, the undershirt protects the dress shirt from showing the moisture and causing stains. It also absorbs some of the odor if you perspire heavily.
哦，我明白了，汗衫可以吸汗，这样外面就看不出来汗渍了。
陈豪第二天在办公室遇到 Amy。
Hi, Amy, 我今天穿的如何？
You mean the undershirt?
是啊，这回总行了吧？
I guess I didn't explain myself completely.You are wearing a crew neck undershirt.
穿高领衫难道不行吗？
It would be fine if your shirt was buttoned at the neck, but you are wearing it open, and I can see your undershirt.
我以前也见别人这么穿啊，所以才觉得没问题的。
People should not see your undergarments. If you want to wear a shirt that is open at the collar, choose a V-neck style.
好，那我中午出去买两件 V 型领口的汗衫。
Good idea. And while you are at it,You might want to buy some socks to match your slacks and your shoes.
不能穿白袜子吗?
They don't belong at work. Socks should always match your shoes or your slacks. Besides, white socks are far too casual.
那我能不能不穿袜子呀?今天会计科新来一个人就没穿袜子,这样就不存在搭配的问题了。
I suspect he will hear about that, and you'll see him with socks on tomorrow.
虽然因为天气炎热，公司宣布放松着装，但是还是要穿长袖衬衣，里面穿汗衫。如果不系领口，就应该穿 V 型领口的汗衫，不能让别人看见。谢谢你啊，Amy。